I mean, first of all, I'm blessed by God, have the ability and this talent. And I work hard. My attributes to the game, my love for the game, and I just love football.
A lot of people were surprised that you came in at 240. Was that what your goal was all along?
Nah, it was surprising. I drank a lot of water before I weighed in. So, it was water weight. So it went away completely.
What did you
want to weigh? 235 was where I played at in the season. Man, we'll see. Somewhere in the 4-4s.
How much do you think Ezekiel Elliott's success last year helped you impress the running backs?
I mean, it helped us completely. It showed that he's not just a running back. He can help in the passing game. He can run, he can block. And I think he led a great way for these running backs who's coming out right now. I really never dreamed about being in the NFL. You know, I always played the sport. I never knew it would take me this far. But it's just when Tyron made it, he kind of made it a reality for everybody who's from New Orleans just to make it to the league. I mean, I don't know. We different ages, so growing up, I never seen him play. My 9th grade, 10th grade in high school, my coach sat me down and told him I had a great ability, a great talent just to play this game. And from there on in, I took it serious.
Leonard, have you
at? David Johnson. He's a running back coach from Memphis.
Leonard, how much talk do you have with teams about the bowl game situation, what they want to know about that? And if you haven't yet, how much do you expect as far as questions?
I mean, not really. They haven't really asked me that. You know, I expect it, but not really worried about it.
What are you going to have to say to them when they ask those questions?
My answer. They can ask Coach O about the whole situation. Or I tell him, you know, I take credit for it too. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what team I play for. You know, I love to go play for any team that pick me. And Matt Forte, he's from Louisiana. So it kind of gives me more feedback. Feedback about playing anywhere. Yeah. I haven't spoken to him yet. I've seen him in high school, met him in high school. My talent that I showcase tomorrow speaks for itself. You know, everything is in God's hand. No, not yet. I was at Exos, then I went to Mr. Patron out there in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Was there any reason why you left that school?
Yeah, just to get faster, you know, work on my speed more. That's all.
How did the conversation go about you sitting out the whole game?
Yeah, the conversation with my coach. I mean, they knew my risk. You know, it was a tough decision that we had to make as a whole, and I just dealt with it. You know, didn't go back and forth with them. At the end of the day, they're my coaches. You know, I was still a student listening to them, and they wanted to protect my future. I mean, I don't know. I did it because I was injured. You know, it happened because I was injured, so I wouldn't know. Yeah, my ankle is 100% now. You know, yeah, I just needed time to heal. That's all. No, not yet. Nobody.
No.
Nah.
Did you have any other players in other positions, anything?
Nah, never.
When you were little, did you want to play at the NFL level?
Nah. Like I say, it never dawned upon me to play in the NFL, even as a kid. Who inspires? I mean, the person who played a big role in my life is my father, you know. And then since I had my daughter, it just made me want to do better, make the right decisions. Grind harder, you know, even when I thought about quitting, just keep going.